No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show podcast. This is kind of like the Halloween edition, right?
Yes.
A little bit. I've gone, how many, this is 12 podcasts in the month of October. And yes. I'm going to, and I've done 11 so far costume changes. Everything that I've had in a closet. So it's very strange. So here we go.
Let's
boom.
Whoa. That is a whole lot of cat. Where did you get that?
It's a giant cat face. It's a cat mask. It's a cat mask. It's what it is.
Does it fit on your head? Like, can you see out of it?
Yeah, I can see right out of it. Yeah, you bet.
Wow.
I just can't talk out of it. It's a... I got two of them, which is weird. I think Wyling and I were
I was going to say, there must be like a couple costume in there.
Yeah. I don't see anything of you yet.
Quite. Hold on a second.
Okay. All right.
Hello.
What is that?
It's a spider web fascinator.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
My mom got it for me.
Very nice. You should just wear that all the time.
I know, right? It's so fancy and sparkly. I'm also wearing.
Oh, nice. You got a t-shirt. Is that, that's a Dracula t-shirt.
Yeah, it's okay. Bela Lugosi. Right. This is from like high school. When I was in my Dracula phase, okay. I was like a huge vampire
really?
Fan. Oh my God. So, so much. And I still love vampire stories. I mean, we were talking recently about Interview with a Vampire being on AMC. And I'm like, you had me at Interview with a Vampire. I mean, I remember reading that book and just absolutely loving it. This is, so are you going to hold that up the whole show or are we going to?
I can't.
I don't think this is sustainable.
Just when you thought I was done. Boom.
Whoa. Oh my God. You're a scuba diver that's being eaten by a shark. Wow. The hits just keep on coming.
Voila.
I mean, you even have the mask on and everything.
And
Brock
got
into the spirit.
Yes, he did. Brock, what? He's the...
V for Vendetta, right?
Yeah, V for Vendetta, dude. Yeah, look at that.
Oh, my God.
It's weird because the more he doesn't talk, the more it's just creepy. just looking at
him. His Guy Fawkes, Fawkes shirt or mask. Yeah, that's really wild.
Yeah, so we got the... This is it for the month.
I even decorated a little bit.
I like it.
I've got
it.
My haunted house out. I've got my cat... bowl that you're
cat
supposed to
out.
Like serve candy out of. And then, I have a black cat on the wall that my daughter made like in kindergarten, but I love it. So I've kept it.
Okay. I mean, how are we going to top this month? You know,
I might have something to wear for Thanksgiving. I might have something. And obviously Christmas, like we can get kind of festive with Christmas.
I do have a turkey hat of some sort. So basically it looks like a cooked turkey with the legs.
Uh-huh.
So you put the hat on, then the legs are sticking up. So I guess I do have a costume for that too. I don't know why.
Well, because you love some flair.
Well, it's funny. I put this costume on and we'll share it. On our social medias for you guys. And I put this on and I thought to myself, because I've gone on many a dive trips, right, with other divers. I'm why didn't I just wear this? This would be a hit at every single dive deal. Are you going to get
get a screenshot. Yeah. Hey. What?
Okay, there you go.
I'll share that with you.
Okay. All right. And we'll put that up on our socials. By the way, you guys should be following that. We got some cool stuff coming up. Rebecca Rosen,
our
bestie, spiritual medium. She's jumping back on next month on the 25th. All right. Here's what we've done. So there's a long list of people that want to have her read, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get emails and it's not like we pick them as they come. It's just a random pick.
Yes.
Is what we do, because we want to get you guys all on. And we plan on having Rebecca on quite often, more so than the past. So what we did is we put a page up on our website, bigpartyshow.com. You can't miss it. It's right next to what's happening. It's right next to a contest. It says Rebecca Rosen readings. Okay. So basically click on that. It'll take you to an entry place where you can just put all your information real quick. That way you don't have to worry about the emails and putting that, you know, everything down. And you can tell us a little story, but yeah. And that's all you got to do. And then we'll do random picks. And as we have her on, we'll have you guys on. But be patient. That's what I can say.
Yeah,
be patient.
Okay, so I've got a little costume change, too, because I can't wear this thing the whole time.
That's fine. You can go ahead and change.
So hold on a second.
Okay, you can't wear that the whole time. Yeah, there you go. All right. Now oh, my God, she looks like Medusa. Oh, what's that? What is that?
Why, it's another Halloween fascinator.
Are you dressing up? Are you? What's your plans? Halloween plans?
I have like spooky clothes that I wear. Like I've got this sort of cobwebby poncho that I'll wear.
Okay.
I mean, listen. Every day is Halloween in my life. I wear black like every day. So it's not really. I'll probably wear this vampire t-shirt, my Bela Lugosi t-shirt.
Okay.
And we're having kids over, so they'll be in costumes. That'll be the festive.
Okay. All right. Very cool. All right. Well, good deal. Do you guys prepare like a special dinner or something like that?
I'm probably just going to order pizza because it's so chaotic. Like the kids are coming in. They come in, they stop, they drop off candy, they go back out to get more candy. They're constantly running around. So I don't want to, I'm just going to like order pizza and just have it. And I'm baking cookies.
Okay.
So there's other like sugar besides
my sister-in-law, she teaches some type of class in Iowa. It's like a food class.
Uh-huh.
So they have a food truck. They go out there to different events and stuff. And she's teaching all these kids how to cook and, you know, use a food truck and smoke foods and stuff like that. So she's doing a lot of theme stuff. And one of the grossest things I've seen her do, and I think we've all seen it on the internet once or twice, but it looks like fingers.
Oh.
So basically she got little hot dogs and then she cut the line. So that looks like the fingers. Mm-mm. And then she put like onions.
As a nail?
Like little thing as a nail. Oh, my God.
No, thank you. Zero hot dogs eaten. I've seen the one where they make it looks like the pumpkins throwing up. Have you seen that one where it's like a dip or something like that? I'm not a huge fan of food looking like body parts. Like I mean, you know what I think is really cute? And I've seen
What's that?
You know how you can do the hot dog and you wrap it with the croissant? You know what I mean? Like when you were growing up, did your mom ever do that?
Well, yeah, I think so, but
you can do it and it looks like a mummy. You know what I mean? Like you wrap the hot dog with the
dough. I guess you don't need eyes.
You can do like two little peppercorns, that kind of thing. And so it's cute. It's all puffed up and it looks like I've seen that.
That's a great idea.
Like, I've seen marshmallow skeletons where you use like the big marshmallow for the head and then like toothpicks and you use the smaller ones to make the body and the arms and stuff like that.
I got to figure something out because I'm going to bake something. I'm going to bake a cake, not a cake, but some bread and some pizza. Maybe I can make the pizza some type of scary thing with body parts. That wouldn't be appetizing.
That. Like seriously, like when they make the stuff that looks like body parts, I'm like, if you didn't want me to eat your food, you could have just said so. You didn't have to make it look like a severed hand. Like I'm not gonna eat.
I agree. All right, so candy wise, like I gotta go out. I still have not bought anything.
You haven't gotten candy?
No, I have not.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm waiting. Last minute, I got to run out after this and just go get candy.
Yeah.
I just don't know what kind of candy to get yet. Because part of me is like, well, why don't I just buy a bunch of Tootsie Rolls? It's easy.
Oh,
you know what I mean? We're not going to do full candy bars this year.
Yeah, we are neither.
Yeah, it's just not cost prohibited for us. But it does make sense because of you, why we did that the last couple of years.
Yeah, we did it too.
And meaning it's like you can give away one candy bar, a big one, or when you have a bunch of little candy bars, mm-hmm. they're taking five or six anyway. So it just doesn't, the cost, it's actually cheaper to have bigger candy bars than it is for that bag. Unless you're just giving them an option of take two, mm-hmm. take one. We don't ever do that. We try to hand it out because if we put it out, we get a lot of people in our neighborhood.
You guys get a ton of people.
Tons. Yes. And so, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I mean, whatever's left over, it has to be 100% gluten-free and dairy-free so Wileen can eat it.
Well, I would recommend going over to Sam's Club. So I got mine at Costco, and it's a big bag. Like they have
I'm heading to Costco today, so.
They have them there. I mean, unless they're sold out. But they have two different kinds. They've got like the chocolate one, and then they've got basically like the non-chocolate one where it's Skittles and Nerds and licorice and stuff like that. That might be more the route you want to go.
Though that stuff keeps, right? Yeah. There's not really an expiration date on candy, is there?
I mean, there is, but it doesn't last that long. Okay, so I got this big bag from Costco, and I put it in a bowl. And I keep seeing wrappers in the trash can.
Someone's like, being sneaky.
Everybody's being sneaky. Yeah. They're not even being sneaky. Uh-huh. Like they're like just getting handfuls, eating it and throwing away the packaging. I'm like, you guys. And that's
what did you get though? What did you get though?
I got the chocolate bag. So it has M&Ms, peanut M&Ms, Kit Kats, Twix, Almond Joy, Snickers, Kit Kats. It's got everything. And I honestly, I also have been helping myself.
Doing it. Maybe that's the reason why I haven't gotten it. My thing is gummy bears. I can eat that all day. But if I have chocolate, that goes in the freezer. And then I just eat the whole thing. Last year, I had to take all of the chocolate and put it in the garage, in the refrigerator. So I wouldn't touch it anymore because out of sight, out of mind. When you open it up and it's right there, I'm just going to grab one every stinking time. But they are saying, and I've witnessed this before, that if you love candy, the next time to get it is the next day. Like Walgreens will have it so damn cheap. I went in there one time. Well, actually, I dropped off a buddy, Tim. He had to run into Walgreens, and it happened to be the day after. And he's at that time was a super sweet fanatic. He goes in there to grab something. Maybe the idea was to get the candy. And he comes out, Molly, with a shopping cart full of half price, 75% off candy.
Really?
Yes, he does. And I was blown away. I'm like, holy smokes. So the reason why I was asking about the expiration date is because if I go in there the next day, because they got to get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
It will keep to the next year.
No.
The question is, can I make it last that long?
No. For starters, you don't have that kind of willpower. So there's that.
No, I don't.
And secondly, expiration date, I mean, this is the thing. Go buy the candy like that you like and throw it in the freezer, and then you can have special treats for yourself. But you can't.
I'm an adult. I can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. You just talked about how you do that. I'm an adult. Right. I'm a grown up. I couldn't possibly, except for when I do.
We'll see what I get here today. But Jeff Dunham, all right, November 8th, he's at the CHI. We've got a few tickets to give away, not just a pair, but a few pairs. Thanks to those guys in CHI for hooking us up, by the way. The keyword, Molly, would you like to throw it out there?
It is Dunham. It is Dunham, D-U-N-H-A-M, Dunham. So
that is the keyword.
If you are a fan of Jeff Dunham, you should know his last name. And that's how you get registered to win a chance to win a pair. That's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a great show. But you got to take that keyword to bigpartyshow.com under contest. It's right there and put it in there. And we'll be drawing a winner. Next week's, we're coming down to the end of the contest on that. And then we have another one coming up from there with another comedian that's coming to town as well. We'll surprise you on that. But also check out, actually, if you want to see who's coming, I already put it on the what's coming.
Yeah, you did.
On the page. So you can check out everything right there. So put in the word Dunham. All right. So what's the deal? We got daylight savings going on Sunday.
Yeah.
Why do we keep doing doing this?
I don't know. We talk about it every year and I hate it every year. Yeah. And it's not getting better. Like, it's almost like, and I've realized that I have polluted my children because they now don't like daylight saving. And so
they don't.
No.
Okay.
So my daughter has been like, Mara has been just absolutely complaining all week. Like, we're losing daylight. And I'm like, I know. I mean, that's the thing is that. So
we're following,
because
we're following. And we're following back, by the way, for those of you that. Yeah. Okay. So we're going back.
So we're following back, which it means we're getting an extra hour. Right. So like, that's the one plus is the fact that if you go to bed, you get two midnights. You know what I mean? Like, because.
Yeah.
And I remember being like in my 20s and trying to pull, like, you'd always, I'm sure bartenders hate daylight saving because everybody's like, hey, I guess bar time,
yeah,
we get an extra hour. And you're like, no, it's still bar time. Bye.
So is it not good? I always read these things that we'd be a lot healthier
if we didn't
have daylight savings.
Yeah, it's terrible for your health. There's more car accidents.
You know?
There are more cardiac arrests. There's like all sorts of stuff. It takes a toll on the human body.
Now, why is that? I mean, we're not doctors, of course, but
no.
From what we've known, I wonder why that is. It's only an hour and we're going backwards.
I don't know. It's just enough. I mean, I suppose for people, if it's enough of a shock to the system to you, I get it. Like, I'm with you where I'm like, really? A heart attack? But I suppose that, you know, if you're already in a fragile state, something like that can really throw things off, maybe like medications, things like that. I don't know. I never, and I'm telling you, like, I have absolutely polluted my children because my Mara was talking about it last night. She's like, well, you know, there are more accidents after daylight saving.
Sure,
I was like, what do you care?
Yeah. Yeah.
You are 12 years old. Like, I think you're going to be fine. You're not operating heavy machinery.
No,
and I
not.
Highly doubt that you are in a fragile cardiac state.
Yes.
Like, you're going to be good.
So we get one more hour of daylight, or one less hour of daylight, or one more. They say it's great. The fall is great for businesses, you know, stuff like that, because you have that extra hour. But they also say the fall back type deal is good for us on some level because we get extra hour sleep, right? But I don't know anyone who actually gets an extra hour sleep. It completely throws you off unless you don't have anywhere to be. You don't have a schedule. Then I'm sure that you could sleep it through. But I think the majority of people get up at a certain time.
Well, that's why they do it on the weekend.
Especially on a Monday. Yeah.
I mean, that's why they do it on a weekend. So it's not, you know, I mean, it's not like you're waking up Monday morning and there was a change overnight. They do it Saturday to Sunday. So for the most part, people who work a Monday through Friday job aren't getting, you know, completely hammered right
at
the start of the week. It still throws a curveball.
Really?
Yeah.
It does.
It still throws a curveball.
I'm sure.
This is my complaint. This is always my gripe. It's the lack of light. I really, like, I feel like I must be part mer person and part, like, plant. Because once winter comes, it's so dry once you turn the heat on. And it's so dark. That, like, it just does a number on my body.
It is.
Like, I'm like, I need the humidifier and like a little light, like a little solar lamp to just like hang out underneath.
See, my thing is this about both of them, spring forward and fall back, daylight. Yeah. I am not really 100% fan like you of it being dark at 5 p.m.
I don't like it.
It just doesn't feel good for some reason, right? Especially when you're in winter.
I hate it.
If you're anywhere else where it's now no winter, then I'm sure there's a moment where you're like, okay, whatever. Because you go outside. We're in winterland, and it's cold and it's icy. But I also don't like it when it's light until 10.
Oh, I love that.
See, you like that.
I
need a medium. I like a medium because light that late stops stuff. Like if it got dark at 7:30, I can deal with 8. then I still have time to do, if I had stuff to do the next day, I'd still have time to do a fire and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, does that make sense? So
I get it.
Yeah. So I'm in the middle. See, but there are states that don't have it. So yeah.
I mean, for me, I am very light dependent. So there really is a point where once it gets dark, I have maybe about 2 hours in the tank.
Okay.
So when it gets dark at 9 o'clock, that means I can stay up till like 11. Or if it's 10 o'clock, that means I can stay up till midnight. It's nice, you know, like for the weekends and stuff like that when you want to do things. The problem is that when it starts getting dark, like here in Chicago, like sundown will start, twilight, dusk will start at like 3:30. I mean, it's that early because we're that far north and we're that close to the Eastern time zone that it really starts like getting
to fall
dusky.
I don't know if that doesn't happen here because we're in the middle. Okay. I guess I didn't really put two and two together on that. All right.
So keep in mind, my body is a dum-dum and it goes by light. So all of a sudden I'm tired and it's 5:30. Like I'm like, bedtime, anybody? Like, who's ready for bed? They're like, well, it's 6 o'clock, mom. And I'm like, not according to my body clock. The sun went down 2 hours ago.
What about Peter, your husband? Is he
no, he doesn't care about that same. No, he loves fall back because it means an extra hour of sleep. He does not like spring forward because it steals an hour of sleep from him. I'm like, it doesn't make any difference. You just sleep in. Like, let's not pretend like you're on a tough schedule. It's Sunday. I got to get up at 7. Like, no way. You're still sleeping.
Does he sleep? Is he a sleeper in guy?
Yeah, he is. On the weekends?
How late does he go till?
I mean, I can tell you.
I'm
like,
screwed. Go ahead.
There are Sundays where I can hear the alarm going off because he needs to get up in time to watch the noon kickoff for the Bears.
Oh, you're kidding me. That is awesome.
I'm telling you. He's a night owl, though.
Hey, so I slept till 11 the other day.
You did?
Yes. I don't know how
that
even happened. I woke up and it was 11. And I mean, I'm sure the sweet Wileen thought I was dead.
I'm sure she did.
But she just let me sleep, of course. Generally, she's the one that sleeps in a little bit later than I do because of our schedule. My brain is set at this 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock deal. But for some reason, I slept until 11 o'clock. And I woke up. I didn't wake up feeling crappy or anything like that. Yeah. Like you'd fallen asleep too long. I didn't wake up feeling refreshed. I woke up surprised. Like, my God, I haven't slept till 11. And since I was probably my early 20s, I can't even remember sleeping at
night. Late the night before? Like what precipitated that?
I don't know.
Was it a weekend that you slept till 11?
Yeah. Okay. I was at peace.
You were at peace?
I wasn't thinking about nothing. Yeah. I have this new strategy to help me sleep.
Oh, tell me.
I actually tell myself to dream about something. I was just telling Wileen that the other day because she was having a hard time falling asleep. I'm like, when you're having a hard time falling asleep and you're just there, and like I always have a million things going on in my head that wakes me up. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, sometimes I solve things. Like we're putting together this promotion and I'm in my head, I'm trying to figure out stuff in my head with images and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So then I can't figure it out. Wake up and then put it together. So what I've been doing is I tell myself, dream about cuddling with tequila or dream about swimming in an ocean. I'll tell myself to do it. Next thing you know it, I'm sleeping and dreaming of it. I call it suggestive dreaming.
Oh.
Or man who's crazy.
There we go. I like that one. I feel like that fits.
Even when I was in Austin, I was sleeping good, but I was also staying up until 1:30 and 2:30 in the morning drinking tequila.
That's why I was like, what was the night before? Like, was it a late night of drinking where 11 o'clock is kind of like your body's just like, we need this. We need to.
Yes. And it's funny because we're staying in those Airstreams, that little park, Camp Congress.
This was in Austin that you slept till 11. Yeah. Well, of course.
No, that was that I slept a little bit. No, this was here in Omaha.
Oh, okay.
Like a couple of weeks before that. But in Austin, there was a time when Wileen and I wanted to get a camper. Right. We figured let's get a camper so we can take the girls out, you know, on the road and stuff like that. So we get a camp. We're looking at campers. And then all of a sudden, when you look at campers, and anybody that's looked at campers knows, you can't get it small. You can't get it big enough. So you go, okay, wait, that bathroom's not big enough. Right now we have to get a bigger camper and a bigger camper. Next thing you know, I'm like, well, the Jeep out of that Wrangler couldn't pull this size of a camper. And it wasn't that massive of a camper. It's just that Jeep was that much of a puss when it comes to pulling. So I got rid of it and got a truck. And that's why I have that truck.
Oh my gosh, really?
So we can pull the camper. Yeah, that's exactly why we got it.
And the camper's now never going to happen because you
now we have a pool.
I was going to say, you can't have camper and pool. Like it's sort of an either, like it's an either or situation.
It is, and I'm glad. But anyway, I'm taking a shower in this camper, and it's a decent size camper. It's a nice Airstream deal. And I realized immediately I was so happy that we did not get a camper.
Why?
Because showering in some of these campers just suck.
Yeah.
It just, at least that one did.
It's like a closet.
There's not enough room. Mm-hmm. It's like a closet. Yeah. And some of those campers, Molly, I've seen them where they have the toilet inside the shower for room.
Yeah. That's a design fail as far as I'm concerned.
I agree, because that's when you go, I need a bigger camper. I can't do this.
Yeah, you do. You're like, I'm peeing in the shower. You're like, I could have just peed in the shower.
Shower, yes. Or took a two, whatever you're going to do. But yeah.
Don't. Yeah, not in the camper. You got to stop someplace for that. Anybody's pooping in the camper, because then that just is like the whole camper.
Oh, trust me. Trust me. I just stayed 2 days. Well, I didn't know where else to go, Molly. It's not like we're traveling around. It was a camper.
But wasn't there like a pavilion where you could go and like?
Well, no, because this is it's an Airbnb. The house, there's a house and like six of those campers spread around. It's all decorated nicely. But people were staying in the house. So I'm not going to go into the house and destroy it. But now in hindsight, Jen had decided to get for everybody those super nice porta potties.
You could have done that.
That you pull up and then it runs and it has hot water. Mm-hmm. I never even used it once because I completely spaced it. But
so
I didn't think that was necessary.
Napalmed your poor camper. Well, it's like I have to spend an hour outside before I can go back in here. Otherwise, I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
Yeah. There was air freshener that you could spray. No. And that's the thing about the air.
It just smells like floral poop. Doesn't get rid of the smell. It just commingles. So now you're like, great, it smells like tropical fruit and poop.
That's what people got to understand if you don't know, and maybe you're young and don't realize it, that those things don't work. Because one thing, when someone smells that smell, it instantly triggers the fact that something happened that's not smelling good. And then it incorporates together, and now you're breathing in a wet, fruity-smelling fart.
It's gross. It's so icky.
It is gross, and it's very gross.
What's that stuff? There's that spray. God. I saw it at Target. I've never gotten it, but it's like a poo spray.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, you're supposed to spray it before you go. Like, people will have it in their guest bathrooms.
Yeah, I've seen it. Poopery or something like that. Yes. Yeah. I've seen it before. I think we've had it before because one of the boys had it. But I'm not sure how that works. I'm assuming, from what I understood, is that when you know how it's like oil and water doesn't mix?
Uh-huh.
So I think the idea is it drops in and the smell doesn't get past the oil.
Like it creates
thing.
Like a barrier type of thing. Because I just remember I it was like spray it before, like it's you meant for it. Like a pre-poop as opposed to the post-poop. This is so gross. I can't believe I am talking about
this. I have
this.
A question.
Like, I get like you bringing it up, but the fact that I'm participating is really surprising.
So my question, then we'll move on. My question is this, because we had just flown through airports, you know, and you have to use the restroom. The men's restroom always reeks of poo.
Okay.
I mean, it just always smells so horrible and everyone knows it. This is the same thing with the women's restroom.
No.
For some reason, I'd imagine it not to smell like a locker room like most guys' restrooms do.
I mean, it smells like a bathroom. I mean, but I don't.
Okay. All right.
Like, it doesn't have like a particular, like, you're not like, I got to hold my breath. I'm going into the airport bathroom. And this piggybacks off of our last podcast where I talked about actually taking phone calls, taking a phone call in the airport bathroom because it's quiet.
Okay.
Unless somebody's having an issue.
So ladies poop don't stink. So, all right. That's a true thing. Not. Hey, have you seen the Charmin Forever roll that just came out?
What is this? How is it forever? All right,
so I think it was a bit.
Okay.
You know how like Kentucky Fried Chicken will do their candle and there's only 100, but now it's actually a thing. So it's in stores right now. Here, I have this right here. This is someone who unboxed it before it came out.
I'm about to show you guys my biggest pickup of all time. Boom. I'm teaming up with Charmin to give you guys a first look and unboxing of the Charmin Forever Roll. This is definitely one of the most unexpected product unboxings I've ever done. Let's go ahead and open this bad boy up because I'm super excited to see how big this thing actually is. So as you guys can see, each box comes with two rolls, which is 1,700 sheets. And here's a comparison of a regular Charmin roll versus the Forever roll, so you can literally see the difference. This thing right here can last you up to a month. And you're probably wondering how you're going to fit this on your toilet paper roll holder. They actually include a stainless steel roll holder in the box. Step one, step two, very easy to assemble as you guys can see. And even though you get 1,700 sheets, they're giving you guys the good stuff. We got super soft 2-ply sheets here. This is definitely a W. Hello?
Okay, that's basically what they have at school. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like when you go to a public bathroom and they've got those big rolls, that's all that is a big.
Yeah, I think this is twice the size, though. And by the way, the stuff that you get in businesses and stuff like that have the big roll on the side, that's like using a tissue paper. That's not soft. It's very.
Like my butt is very particular.
Well, it is.
I'm going to be at home. It needs to be quality.
It has to be quality. What do you buy your family? Are you kidding me? What do you buy in burlap sacks? What do? You don't buy them extra soft?
You're like, who's got a spare sock? I don't know. You don't get soft, I buy a Costco, a Kirkland brand, which is like.
But it's soft.
Yeah. Kirkland, it's basically Charmin, but with Kirkland logoing. I mean, it's the same thing.
Okay.
But I know what you're talking about. But I'm just saying, I'm looking at this and they're acting like they're reinventing the wheel. And I'm like, that exists. Like you go to any truck stop and that's the size of the toilet paper roll that's in the stall.
I think it's the difference of the quality, though. I mean, I'm tempted to do it. For two rolls and that stand, it's like $35.
That's so stupid. Right? I don't want that thing in my bathroom taking up real estate. It's called
I already
just
have a bidet.
Change out the roll. Like, really? Is it that big a heavy lifting? Is it really that, like, that much of a headache? You're like, you know what? Well,
here's the headache. And it just happened today, okay? And I'm calling the sweet Wylene out because we have three different bathrooms, right? We have mine downstairs with the bidet. Mm-hmm. I always have toilet paper in there and extras, right? 95% of the time. Then there's the other room that's like the guest. So we always have – that's where all the toilet paper is because of the fact that it's guests and we don't want someone to run out. Then we have her bathroom that's in – I guess that would be our bathroom that's in the bedroom. I went to the restroom and I looked down and there was literally one square.
Why were you pooping in her bathroom? She's actually got to take it up with you. You're like, that's not what that bathroom's for. You've got a whole bidet set up.
Well,
were you just crab walking? Did it hit you?
So I had to crab walk with my shorts down to my ankles all the way out of the room, down the hallway with the dogs following me everywhere. And then I had to find another roll and crab walk all the way back. That's why I need the big forever roll.
Okay. So many things. Can we unpack this a little bit? Okay. For starters, number one, you're not supposed to be using that bathroom. So she didn't prepare for it on account of the fact that she didn't think you'd be pooping in there. Number two.
Well, that's the
hold on.
Okay.
Number two, You crab walked to another bathroom to get toilet paper, and instead of using it there and using the toilet, you decided to pack it back. Like, at that point, just finish the job there.
I know. Believe me, as I'm crab walking back to the room, I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing?
I mean, that's the thing. You were in a bathroom. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I was in the laundry closet. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I was in the linen closet, and that's where we keep the toilet. Like, you were in another bathroom. Just wipe there.
I do not know the answer to those questions. And I'm sure Tequila was just staring at me because, you know, they're both girl dogs. And I remember the first time they saw me naked, they were intrigued by the weenus. They were just stared at it. And this time she stared at it and turned around.
This is so inappropriate. I don't even know why we're talking about this. Your dogs don't have any idea what that is. They're not
they do. They do.
They're like, that is the smallest one of those I think I've ever seen.
Exactly. All right. All right. So Halloween's here, right? There's a guy they call Mr. Potato. I want to play this for you because it's potato versus candy. By the way, does Jimmy Kimmel still do the I stole your candy bit?
I hope so.
I do too. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's always one of my faves.
Yeah, and we can play that next week, of course. All right, so this guy put potato versus candy.
I'm about to show you guys my biggest pickup of all time.
Sorry, wrong.
I was going to say, this guy again? He's like, I'm also the potato man.
Will the kids pick the candy or will they pick the potato? And who's going to get the mega spot?
You should follow
the potato. To that potato. How
many? You can grab two.
Yeah!
Ideas.
You want more potatoes? Who wants more potatoes?
Hey guys, you can grab two.
Thank Whoa. You. Last year, he still had it till
this
day.
Yeah, you can grab two. You still have the potato? It's a big potato. Yeah, the potato tastes good.
It's like a football.
Yeah. You can grab two. Yeah, you can get a baked potato if you want.
We are working our way through the bag of potatoes.
Happy Halloween.
Can I take a potato?
You can definitely take a potato, yeah.
Why do you want a potato?
Why wouldn't you want a potato?
That's what the really hell? Cute.
Yes, these kids are choosing potato over candy.
That's really cute. I think my son would pick a potato. I think,
he would?
Like, yeah, just for the novelty of it. I mean, I think that's part of the fun. You already have a bag full of candy. Why not take a potato? You know, I could get it if this was their only choice. Like if they were at school and you're like, here's your reward. You can have a piece of candy or a potato. They're going to pick the potato. Piece of candy. But this, they've been trick-or-treating all day. Why not take a potato? It's just one potato. It's just one house. You're going to hit 16 more houses and get more.
Looking to save dollars. That's one way to do it. I just wonder what they would do if I got a big old bag of red potatoes because they're smaller.
You are the cheapest person on the planet. You are the cheapest person on the planet. Quite possibly.
Isn't that cheap? I'm about to buy a Forever Roll. That's not cheap. Yeah.
You're not really going to buy one of those, are you?
I don't know. You know me. I'll have to do the number count on it. I did see another video where a guy went about a month and it still had half the roll left.
Okay, we're not.
But it could be a great addition. It could be a great addition to the bidet, to my restroom, is what it could be.
Really flexing. Yeah. You're like, I think I could use upgrade.
Yeah. All right. So dictionary.com came up with their new, people are making fun of it and instantly saying that they're old. They feel old because they don't get it. All right. So they came out with, it's not a word. It's a feeling of some sort. It's so-so is what it is. It's like, I don't know, 67, 6'7". It's bizarre.
So
that's the word of the year, right?
Right. And if you say that to anybody of a certain age, they like flip out. Like I said, 6'7" the other day to the kids, and they're like, no, like they won't have it. Like they're like, absolutely not.
Really?
They're like, this is a 6'7" free zone. I mean, they're sick of it. They think it's stupid. I mean, it's so funny. And somebody the other day was talking about that they had 6 or 7, and I was like, oh, 6'7"? They're like, no. People have such strong reactions to this phrase. So the fact that dictionary.com made it their quote word of the year, I mean, it doesn't mean
came from
anything.
That. No, it doesn't. It came from that, the rapper Skrilla years ago, by the way, a couple
like
years ago,
I guess.
And then it came back because of South Park, which is even more interesting because these kids are watching South Park.
It
awesome
didn't come
them
from South Park. South Park was just commenting on it.
It said it came back because of South Park.
It didn't. I'm saying South Park wasn't the reason it came back. South Park just did recently an episode where they were talking about 6'7" because it's like a whole phenomenon.
What they were saying is that it kind of was disappearing, and then it got kind of more ammo when South Park came at it or something like that. But regardless, 6'7".
Nobody wants to six, see seven, you say that. It's terrible. Well, so then did you see some of the other words on the list?
No.
Okay. So
what are the other words? They've
got a couple of them. So they had like a short list. I don't have all of them, but I have a couple that I think are funny.
Okay.
They have the Gen Z stare. Again, none of these.
What is the Gen Z stare?
Oh, you
those
haven't heard
words.
About the Gen Z stare?
No. What is that? They look at you like you're dumb.
Their definition is a blank, unbothered facial expression associated with Gen Z, often interpreted as aloof or disengaged. Like they just.
Did you freeze or you just staring
no,
at me?
No, they just stare. Like you talk to them and they're just looking at you. Like, okay.
Thinking about something else.
Whatever.
Is that just
the look on their face. So that's become this thing. The
Do you
Gen
get
Z-
it from the kids? Do you get them from them?
No.
Okay. No. All right.
And then
they just stare. That's funny.
Yes. Haven't you ever seen all the TikTok videos and like the reels where it's the Gen Z stare, where it's like you go up and you're like let's say you're checking in for an appointment and you're like, hey, my name's Molly Kavanaugh. I'm here for an appointment. And they're just. Do you want to check me in or like it like ends up making you feel awkward because you're like, is this I mean, are you bothered by me? Or the other one that they had on their list was, and I've never heard of this, and I think it's very interesting.
What is it?
Aura farming.
Aura
like your
farming.
Aura, you know,
yeah.
Like the idea. So it is, the definition is the deliberate cultivation of one's charisma, style, or vibe for online attention or social clout. Like the idea that you are intentionally working on your image, but like your energy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like what you're putting
yeah.
out there. It's not even just so much like
weird.
Looking how, but like the sort of vibe you want to give people. I was like, wow, that is really intentional. When you're like, you know what? I really want to make sure I have this vibe. The
aura
other
farming.
One is over tourism, which that I remember from the summer. That's where a situation where too many tourists travel to a popular destination. You heard a lot about it this
summer.
I've
been there. I've been to a place like that. It was, Molly, it was awful. I went to, I want to say it was some national park. It might have been Moab or something like that. And there's some incredible hikes there. Mm-hmm. Some of the people that were, it was just, you know, face to butt going up and down, you know, with people wearing like high heels. I mean, it was like the most insane thing. So, yeah, it's a bizarre deal.
Well, this summer there were strikes.
Places.
I mean, there were protests in Paris.
Oh, really?
Don't you remember, like in Paris?
Oh, I remember
in
Paris.
Yeah,
because they're holding up signs saying "Leave,
get out of here."
Yeah.
You remember there was also the one during the Bezos wedding in Venice.
Yes.
They were like, "Get out of here."
People are on boats. Yeah, because they're taking the boats and they're doing the same thing.
So
yeah,
that's
right. That's
over tourism. You saw a lot of protests this summer about people saying, "Like, get out of here." Like, I live here and this is unsustainable, you all being here.
Well, the good thing about that is that we'll never experience that here.
People are like, come on, stop being here.
I guess we do when the Berkshire Hathaway people come. And that's basically only because we're jealous they're rich.
Yeah, well, there's that. Well, living in Chicago, there's that too. In the summertime, when all the tourists are downtown, you're like, eh. I mean, there is that moment where, you know, you think, oh, I've got to run downtown for something. And you think, nah, never mind. It's July. Yes. Like, it's going to be just
Saint
nothing
but Patty's
people.
Day. I've been there twice during St. Patty's Day. I can only imagine you hate the hell out of it as being a local, because, you know, that's like in Vegas, the locals don't go to the Strip.
No.
Because it's just too much, just too many people in your own place. And I kind of feel like that sometimes with the College World Series.
Yes.
But that's just grumpy me, and it's hot out, you know, and I have no reason to go down there because I don't follow baseball.
No, especially when you're like, I could just watch it on television and have
the
air
conditioning here.
Right.
Yeah.
And have a better view and of the action, unless it's like a team that you absolutely love that's, you know, competing. Why else would you? I mean, I don't like baseball enough to just go and watch a game. Like, it would have to be like really pulling for somebody, you know, like Creighton's in it or something.
Yeah, because it's like it's a job. Like, sometimes it feels like with the Huskers when they're at home, it's a job to get there, to find a parking spot, to tailgate. To drink and eat and watch football and then leave and
you
sit in traffic.
You are a hero. You are so strong and brave. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know either.
Are you going to a game this year?
I went to the game in Kansas City. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. No, but I mean down to Lincoln. I'm saying like that.
I would love to. We just haven't. And now it's getting cold out.
I know.
So that stops me again. Now we're dealing with coats and all this other stuff. And the thing is that Omaha Steaks, they have a tailgate they do, right?
Okay.
And then one of someone there, their husband that works there helps out and cooks burgers.
Oh.
And I actually got offended. I was like, I can cook burgers, Wylene. That would be fun. She goes, you want to go down there and cook burgers? You got to get down there early and you're flipping burgers for everybody and stuff like that. You want to do that? I'm like, no.
You're like, no, but I want to be asked. I want to turn it down. I want to at least be considered.
Yes.
Would I do it? Absolutely not. What am I? Chop liver? Like, no, I'm not waiting on people.
I would do it.
Not getting there early.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, every time I go to an event where Omaha Steaks has their chefs out there cooking, you know, on the flat top and stuff like that, they look so hot and sweaty because it is hot and sweaty. So, yeah, that's after that. I'm like, I'll eat it.
Forget it. It was just a win.
But don't ask me to take care of the beer. Don't do that.
Why?
Because I'll sit there and drink it. You know, again, you can ask. But
I had
we'll
a beer last
happens.
Night.
So, yeah.
I can't
Did
tell
you really?
The last time I had a beer. And I had a beer last night. We went to, there was a mom's night. Or no, it wasn't mom's. It was for sophomore parents, there was like a party. And so I went last night and, you know, it was like open bar, that kind of thing. And I had a beer and it was so funny. I was like, I can't think of the last time I had a beer.
A delicious
But I could
beer.
Only have one. Like my friend's like, do you want to get another round? I was like, I got to switch to wine. This is.
Probably because it makes you feel full and gassy. And it just, beer has a different feeling. Because that's what happened
like
in Austin.
By the time you get to the end of it, it's not as cold. That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
I think if it were smaller glasses and they stayed cold. Because I like beer when it is really cold. But once it starts getting room temperature, like I'm done.
It's different.
Like that's the thing. So you get a pint glass and that first quarter, first half of it goes down really easy. And then the next half, I'm like, ugh, boo. Ugh.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's how it was in Austin. And it was pretty hot there. And And I ran out of tequila. And so I was left with beer. It was all IPAs. So you imagine that.
Mm-hmm. I like
IPAs.
That's
probably why I slept in. So do I, but 6-7 of them kind of hits hard. That's what Wylene told me I had. I said, I had 2. No, you had like 7. Like, I wouldn't be standing.
She's like, I know. And you weren't. And then you polluted the camper bathroom.
Full circle. All right. We're going to get out of here. Have a safe Halloween. If you're listening past Halloween, just be good to everybody. One thing that we did not do, I figured we'd kick it off at the end. We'll start the weekend off with a little bit of motivation for you guys. You have one color left, and that color is pink.
Pink.
Here we go.
You're not doing it wrong. You're just in the part where most people quit. Keep going. This is where the 1% is made. Every step you take, even if it feels small, is progress. The pain, the struggle, the doubt, it's all shaping you. Most give up here. But if you push through, you'll rise above the rest. Stay focused, stay disciplined, and trust the process. Your breakthrough is closer than you think.
Very motivated into the weekend. My breakthrough. You're like, well, guess what? Your breakthrough, but then now it's the weekend.
I'll tell you, a friend of mine, my buddy Bo, rest in peace. When I wanted to start doing radio, almost 28, 30 years ago, there's a lot of times when I wanted to quit.
Oh, really?
Because it was just hard to get to where I wanted to get. And a lot of times when you're trying to get somewhere, it takes longer than you want it to be, right? And what he always used to tell me, he told me 2 things, and I've always lived by it 100%, and it's gotten us to where we're at, where I'm at now. He always said, why start the race if you're not going to finish it? And most people quit when they're on the 1-yard line and don't even know it. So I never quit. Isn't that crazy?
That's really good advice.
I never stinking quit. So people, take that advice. If you feel like you're going to quit something that you really love, remember that most people quit when they're on the 1-yard line and don't even know it. There you go.
Wow. I can't believe that nugget of great wisdom came out of the same mouth that was saying he must the forever role of Charmin. It's the full specter here. You never know what you're going to get when he opens his mouth.
You never know. You never know. All right. Have a good Halloween. If it's not Halloween, you're listening. Just have a good weekend in general. And we'll see you guys bright and early Monday. Thanks for dressing up, Brock, Molly, and myself. We'll see you guys later, and do yourself good.